Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
The main goal of this broadcast is to keep you up to date and informed. Unfortunately, that means bringing you the bad news as well as the good. Today, we have a mix of both. For the past 5 months, we've been following the effort by the Bullock administration to allow individuals to go back and retroactively change the sex on their birth certificate based on their perceived gender identity. They also sought to remove the word sex from the controlling statute and replace it with the word gender. Remember, sex means two possibilities, male or female. Gender means an unlimited number of possibilities along a gender spectrum. We're currently up to 91. Rather than bringing the proposal to the legislature for debate, where it would have gone down in flames, the Bullock administration circumvented the legislature and forced the proposal through using rulemaking authority. In effect, they chose to make law while ignoring the intent of the branch of government actually tasked with making law. At the Montana Family Foundation, we did everything in our power to kill the effort, or at the very least, to amend the proposal to make it less onerous. In the end, we lost. The governor's agency had their marching orders and they would not be deterred. They ignored all of the negative testimony, they ignored a letter from the Speaker of the House and President of the Senate, and they ignored a request by 76 legislators to perform a fiscal analysis prior to passing the rule. They wielded what can only be described as a raw use of administrative power, and in the end, they won and we lost. Or did we? In an interesting way, the next chapter in this story may yet be written, and that's the good news. We have a saying in our house, long-term consequences should always be considered more carefully than short-term benefits. In this case, the administration abused the rulemaking process to realize a short-term gain, but what they really did was poke a bear. Legislators are now fully focused on the rulemaking process, and most of them, senior legislators included, had no idea that previous legislatures had ceded so much authority to unelected bureaucrats. Rulemaking authority was meant to be used to fully enact laws and policy passed by the legislature. It was never meant to take the state into new and uncharted waters. When legislators were told by their lawyers that they were powerless to stop this rule, they got mad, and plans are now underway to make sure it never happens again. The current administration won the battle, but in doing so, they exposed flaws in the system, and they could very well lose the war. It's time for the legislature to reassert itself. It's also an opportunity for the people to reassert themselves. The whole gender identity push, taken to its logical extreme, ends up with high school girls being forced to share showers and locker rooms with boys who think they're girls. It's already happening in other states, and it will happen here if we don't stop it. Please go to LockerRoomPrivacy.com today to join the effort to pass the Montana Locker Room Privacy Act. If you're already gathering signatures, now's the time to start turning them in. Together, we can protect our children and grandchildren. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.